Good morning and welcome back to another version of Biz Talk. My name's Tony Bush this morning. I'm glad you're joining us. And in the studio with me this morning is Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Looks like another beautiful fall day.
Yeah, it's a little snow flurries were coming down this morning. So
yeah, no, that's just wet lint. That's all it is, just
coming,
wet lint.
It's coming fast, and we hope you all had a great Thanksgiving holiday, and maybe you've recovered from the Black Friday shopping. And we welcome you to Biz Talk this morning. Biz Talk is brought to you each week by the SCORE chapter at the Fox City SCORE chapter, located here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter consists of about 40 volunteers who help business owners get started and grow their companies. Our volunteers are experts in their field. Many times, very frequently, in fact, probably all the time, they've had many years of experience in marketing or in computer science, social networking, marketing, accounting, banking and finance, HR, just about anything that your company might need to help get over the next hurdle or take the next leap to the next level. But we have our SCORE chapter office in Appleton. We service Oshkosh and we service Fond du Lac. So we service eight counties, and we're always looking for good volunteers to come forward and help us out with that effort.
Right, and when you're mentioning that as far as the southern areas there, the Fond du Lac area, also the area
right.
of Green Lake, of Washera, and also Marquette counties, if you are hearing us down there and are interested in giving back to your community mm-hmm. and becoming part of the business community as a SCORE mentor, we are looking for people down that area. We have requests, but we're a little thin as far as the coverage with the mentors that we have.
Right.
So if you are interested in getting involved, it'd be a great opportunity for somebody. The best way to do that, of course, is to just contact us at the Fox City SCORE website, and we'll be more than happy to bring you in. So,
and that would be foxcities.score.org.
Right.
Or contact us at the Chamber of Commerce building in Appleton at 920-734-7101. Our SCORE chapter does the counseling and mentoring for business owners and those who are looking to start a business. But we also do some training seminars. We do a number of things during the year. And Randy, would you tell us a little bit about what's coming up?
Right. The first seminar is coming up, is going to be coming up on the 27th. That'll be this
Tuesday.
We would ask if you are interested. It was going to be Kurt Haling from Albertson Haling CPAs. And Kurt is going to be doing a presentation on the top 10 tax planning issues for 2012-2013. Everybody is obviously aware of the situation as
fiscal
far as taxes, fiscal cliff, all of the things that are happening. And Kurt is very much on top of this type of mm-hmm. thing and so can bring you a very excellent presentation. It's going to be from 3 until 5 on Tuesday, the 27th, at the SCORE office in the Chamber building, and that's at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton. We would ask that, again, you go out to the SCORE website. That's foxcities.score.org. Click on the local programs that are coming up, and please register for that one. It's $35. There's still some room. So, yeah, we look forward to having you attend that one.
Yep. In fact, Kurt is going to be joining us on the phone in about another 10 or 15 minutes, and he's going to give us a 5 or 10-minute overview of what we're going to be talking about. So stay tuned to hear more about that. There's a great deal of uncertainty out there right now about the taxes coming our way, both as consumers and as business owners, and especially as business owners.
Right.
So Kurt's going to be talking about this for 2 hours on Tuesday. If you are in business and you want to get an idea of what to plan for and how to prepare for it, this would be a great time to come to the Chamber building
right.
and get it right from Kurt Haling, who knows these things pretty well.
Absolutely. Kurt can bring you up to date and just show you at least the things that we can plan on.
Right.
And then try to point out the things that we can't plan on, but we have to work with one way or the other. So.
Probably the bottom line of advice will be ready to move quickly.
Right.
If something,
yeah. Be flexible,
and
as we
Randy,
say.
We also have a The Simple Steps program is coming up in January again.
Right. We're going to be doing that. It's a five-day presentation that we do. The first program is going to be held on January the 17th at 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be at the Copper Rock
now,
downtown Appleton.
Simple Steps in its concept consists of four meaty sessions talking about what kind of entity should you be?
Yep. We start with basically that, yes. What is your basic business concept?
Yep.
Okay, the next step then is to go into your marketing plan.
Right.
After that, we go into your financial projections. And the last piece is the question of where do I get the money?
Right.
Where do I find the funding? But the first class, we sit down and go over all of the basics about being an entrepreneur.
Right.
What does it take? What kind of mindset? How it affects you, your family,
what's
your personal finances?
Why you're doing this?
Right.
What's your outcome going to be?
Right.
Right.
Basically, we ask the question, if you don't have that burning desire, are you really going to be able to follow this thing through? There's an old joke that says that if you don't think you look good riding a horse, it's very hard to lead a cavalry charge. Well, that's exactly what entrepreneurs need, is that kind of willingness to get up there. Now that I got your attention, Tony.
Charge. You got to think about that one a minute.
Okay.
But this Simple Steps program is not only for folks who want to start a business. It's also great for folks who are in business, because it helps to reorganize and revisit those things, those disciplines that are required. It helps to inform people about some of the bumps in the road that lie ahead of them, things they never even really thought about, like, do I need to get permits and licenses? What do I do to have employees in my company?
Right.
What sort of taxes do I have to be aware of, and that sort of thing.
Right. So that first session is a real big overview and asks you a lot of questions that you probably didn't ask.
And you can find out more about that Simple Steps program at foxcities.score.org
mm-hmm.
at our website. It's all laid out there for you.
Right. The first class is $25, and then the rest of the classes after that are $25 also. Total package is $125.
Yep. It's a great program. I think this is going to be, our fifth or sixth go at this?
This will be our fifth round.
One.
And
yeah.
We've had excellent success. Right now, I'm working with about four different businesses
mm-hmm.
that are ready to start or have started who've taken the class.
Yep.
So
it's
a great way to go.
We also have a veterans program, Randy.
Right. Since we're talking about the classes that we have, if there are veterans out there who are interested in starting a business, SCORE has developed what's called the Fast Launch Initiative. And to find out about this, what you do is simply go out to the national website, which will be at score.org, look at the Veterans Fast Launch, and what it does is it allows you to attend any and all of these classes for free.
Mm-hmm.
You just click on the site. You get a coupon that you can bring in to register, and there's no charge for any SCORE mm-hmm. classes for any veterans. Plus, there's a whole raft of different sponsors that are offering discounts on different products and different things that you can look at as far as starting your business.
Right.
So it's a really great package for veterans.
Well, one last appeal for volunteers. As Randy mm-hmm. mentioned, we're looking for volunteers in the Fox City SCORE chapter. Special emphasis down in Fond du Lac, where we do have a growing demand for mentoring sessions, but we don't have enough volunteers to help out down there. But we would like to look for a marketing volunteer, someone who has an expertise in marketing, who would like to work with the SCORE chapter to help us out with our marketing efforts to promote things like the Simple Steps
right.
program and the other events that we have, and just create a broader, more general awareness of SCORE in the community using the traditional media as well as the social media that are available today. So
right,
if you have an interest in that, if someone has an interest in volunteering to be a marketing person to help volunteer and promote the SCORE chapter, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Please contact us at SCORE or foxcities.score.org.
Yep.
Or call our chairperson, Mary Lou Vandehei,
right.
at 734-7101, 734-7101.
Right. That position that we're looking for, there's a lot of responsibility, but it's a great position for someone who wants to get involved but doesn't really feel they want to sit down and mentor,
right,
but really want to help people. And
right,
this way people can find out what's going on at SCORE, and believe me, it's a very, very important position.
And we do have a lot of fun at the SCORE chapter. We're going to have our December meeting is actually a luncheon.
That's going to be a luncheon for all the mentors, right?
Yep. So we have fun, and we would like you to join us. We'd also like to say thank you to our sponsors who help bring this program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, Alberts & Haling CPA Firm, Lakeview Credit Union, Herling Clark Law Firm. We'd also like to thank the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly periodical, Business News. If you're not subscribed to Business News, as a business owner, you should be. For $20 a year, you get a great newspaper every 2 weeks telling you really what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. And finally, a special thank you to eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh, for helping us to build our website, BizTalk with SCORE. We're going to come back after the break. We're going to be talking to Curt Haling shortly. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Green Bay plays here.
Touchdown, Green Bay Packers!
On the Voice of Packers Football, 1150 WHBY.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Tony Bush and Randy Melzer in the studio this morning. We're going to bring you a good program on BizTalk this morning. We're going to have an open show, and one of the things we wanted to do this morning is, first of all, talk about Small Business Saturday.
Right.
Randy, Today is Small Business Saturday.
Right. For those of you who are out all day yesterday on Black Friday, and if you still have a little stamina and a little money still left, today has been dedicated to the small businesses, the retailers here in the community who have their businesses here, and they're looking for your support today. Today's the day to go out and find all of the real fabulous local values that are out there. The things that you couldn't find at the big box, you have to go to a small merchant and just sit down and just find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So great day for that today.
Yep. We always want to promote the local entrepreneur. The big guys are good. They bring a lot of good service, but the smaller local shop owners and business owners are folks we know. We see them in church. We see them at the grocery store.
Right.
We want to support our local community as well. Money
right.
stays
and,
right here.
And just as a plug to how to find out who's open, there was an article in the biz section of the Post Crescent, and I'd ask you to take a look at that. And I was real proud to see that. I looked at the listing and so on, and there's a number of former SCORE clients that are on there. So every once in a while, we get a little pat on the back and see some of these people who are out there and making a go of it and doing a very excellent job. So please be sure to support your local business.
Well, thanks for that little update there, Randy, on Small Business Saturday on such a busy weekend. What we'd like to do now is turn to Curt Haling. Good morning, Curt.
Good morning, Tony. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Curt. How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Curt. What we'd like to do is give our listening audience a bit of a preview of what you're going to be talking about this coming Tuesday at 3 o'clock on the 27th down at the Chamber Building when you do your tax seminar. And as you and I have talked about in the last few weeks, Curt, there's a lot of unknown right now in terms of the fiscal cliff and what can a business owner plan for, what can an individual plan for. Can you give us a little bit of an overview, Curt, what you're going to be talking about on Tuesday?
Yeah, that's right, Tony, because there's a lot of issues. 2013 right now is wide open as far as what the tax rules are going to be. And there's even issues for 2012 that haven't been finalized yet, like alternative minimum tax thresholds that need to get squared away and some other credit extenders that, every couple of years it comes up and those need to get squared. Those typically end up getting squared away in the week between Christmas and New Year's. Hopefully that happens again. We don't know that for sure. 2013 is a complete wild card, but we're going to talk about some of the things that have been proposed. One of the things is, as I was putting together the outline for this that we're going to talk about is we've heard a lot about this $250,000 threshold. There's a couple of different thresholds where $250,000 comes in. And as part of that discussion, we're actually going to pull up President Barack Obama's own individual tax returns from 2002 through 2006.
We're going to see that on Tuesday?
We're going to have that on Tuesday.
Wonderful.
We're not going to have his social security numbers and his or his home address or anything like that. So
we'll have his
don't
income
get too
numbers.
Excited
yeah.
there. But these are a matter of public record, and you can actually go to his website and pull them off from the campaign. But we're going to have those there, and we're going to talk about why he's so hung up on this $250,000 number.
Right. Yeah, that's always been a question because, why isn't there some kind of a compromise that says, well, would you go with a $500,000? There's never any movement in that direction.
There's never been, nothing has ever budged on that, and we're going to be able to show you why he's so hung up on that number.
Wonderful. That should get a few people who are interested to get out to the website and register.
That and this isn't just geared towards high income people. Somebody might be listening saying, well, I don't make anywhere close to $250,000. Why should I show up? There's stuff that's going to impact everyone in this situation, from the high income people, middle income, lower income, business owners, individuals. It's going to affect everybody.
Right. And of course, the business owner who is working either as an LLC, I mean, he still brings all of that income right back through to his regular taxable income. So it's really important to him to understand it.
Exactly. And as part of the discussion, because of that, we're going to talk a little bit about entities again, which I know we've talked a little bit about on the radio show from time to time. We're going to talk about structuring your business to get the best tax impact, given some of these situations that are coming up.
Okay, wonderful.
Kurt, just as a teaser, I guess, I saw an article in the news not too long ago about that there's a 3.8% Medicare surtax coming. There's a 0.9% surtax for people earning $200,000 if you're single or $250,000 if you're married. These other taxes coming along, what are those about?
Well, those are really taxes on investment income, dividends, capital gains, interest income.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're seeing here is a real switch in philosophy because the government has typically never taxed investment income for Medicare purposes in the past. And now you're seeing this Medicare surtax come through as part of the whole Obamacare impact starts working its way through. And so that's one of the things we're going to look at, and it's a potential slippery slope because it starts at 250. Who knows where it's going to be, 5 or 10 years from now? Is that number eventually going to go away? And all investment income is going to be subject to Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's slippery slope because not only 250 could go higher, but 3.8% could go higher too.
Exactly. The rate could go higher, the threshold could go lower. There's all sorts of wild cards that are out there potentially for the future. Once that Pandora's box gets opened up, and this is, like I say, throughout history, this has been off limits, and now for the first time it's been opened up, and who knows how far it's going to get open now.
Kurt, one other point, and then we'll let you go, is on the capital gains tax, there's been talk about increasing that from 15 to 20%.
Yeah, currently the rates are, if your income is low enough, you can actually get a 0% capital gain rate, and I don't know if that's going to stick around in the future, but right, the highest capital gain rate right now is 15%, and we expect that to go up. I'd be surprised if it doesn't. We heard a lot of talk about that during the campaign because, Mitt Romney's, income percentage was based primarily on interest, dividends, and capital gains, and so his actual percentage of tax that he paid was a lower percentage, even though he paid over $3 million in tax.
They call it the Buffett effect.
Right. And, for guys like Warren Buffett, that, they're saying, well, he's paying at a lower rate than his employees are. Yeah, but look at the actual dollars involved there, too.
Right. Now, one other thing I saw on the outline for Tuesday, Kurt, is you indicate on this thing as far as equipment and asset purchases, at least there's some areas there, I think, where there's a little stability where people can do some planning. And for those of them that are out there thinking about this kind of thing, it would be good to get some ideas as to which way to go, purchase, lease, buy now, buy later. And so you're going to be covering that kind of area?
We're going to cover that, and that's another area where the rules are changing pretty dramatically as well. So that's something we're going to go over as well. Those thresholds, for instance, last year you could deduct up to $500,000 depending on the type of property. This year it's $139,000. that threshold is going down. It's that's another area where, and that's the sort of area that's not going to get a lot of publicity in the media.
So if that goes down, that threshold, then that means that you get you don't have as large a deduction? Did I follow
exactly.
that correctly?
Exactly. Okay. You end up having to carry the difference over a longer period of time, so it doesn't have the impact that it would have over these past few years.
Right, so you end up paying more taxes on, quote, profit at that point.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm catching on.
Well, thanks, Kurt. Thanks for taking a few minutes this morning to preview your seminar on Tuesday. We really enjoyed it, and I'm hoping that the listening audience enjoyed it as well, and we have a great turnout for you on Tuesday. It's going to be very informative. Thanks for joining us, Kurt.
Okay, and just a reminder then, hearing from Kurt, if you are interested in that seminar, please get out to our website at the foxcities.score.org, or else you can go out right to our BizTalk website also here, and there's a click on there also for you to go ahead and register for any of the upcoming seminars.
Okay, Randy, thank you. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
WHBY reminds you that you can embrace the holiday season by turning on the Christmas station, 104.3 FM.
And welcome back. You're listening to Randy Melzer, Tony Bush on BizTalk this morning on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. We want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. And one of the things we wanted to talk about this morning also was entrepreneurs, folks who want to start a business or have been able to start their business, they have to overcome a lot of challenges, but they get a lot of support along the way as well. SCORE is there to support you. There are other programs out there that will help support you. But what it really takes is elbow grease. You've got to put your effort into it and make it work.
Right. One of the things we always stress is the fact that you're not alone.
Right.
If you, as a person who want to start a business, you're looking at an idea, you've got this real exciting thing you want to do, don't forget that it's not just you. If you have a family, they're going to be involved in it. Now you may say, well, no, they're all doing. They're involved in the outcome.
Right.
Whether it's, a plus, a minus, there's money that's going to be taken out of the family. There's going to be time, a lot of time and hours on your part. So you have to think about that when you're going to be starting your business.
And a lot of those thoughts and that thought process and that review filtering mechanism is discussed at some detail at the Simple Steps program that we were talking about earlier in the show.
Right.
But I wanted to ask if there are any business owners out there, any entrepreneurs who are thankful for something, if you wouldn't give us a call this morning and share that with us.
Mm-hmm.
You can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're in the Appleton area, call us at 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, give us a call at 1-866-887-1150. This is a time to be thankful, and I think even despite the terrible economic times we've had in the last 5 years, for those who made it through,
right, yeah,
and even those who may not have made it through, there might be a new path now for them in their life.
Right.
There's a reason to be thankful.
Yeah, it is so often that, you and I both face it when we talk to people as far as being mentors,
right,
that there's a lot of cases that things just don't quite work out. So it's always very, very good to see and hear from the positive side,
mm-hmm,
because we don't want to become negative to people who are interested in, getting their business started. It's a great activity. It's a super endeavor to do. And there's a lot of people who really do succeed, but, and we just don't seem to mention that often enough. And
right,
again, today's a good day to do that with being Small Business Saturday. We can celebrate those successes.
I know that in my case, Randy, I've had my business since 2003, and I have a lot to be thankful for. I've got a great wife who supports my business and
mm-hmm
supports my activity, and she's been very understanding with all the time and the hours I put in, the traveling that I do. It takes a team, as you pointed out.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have children at home, it's even more pressure. My children were gone by the time I started my business, but it's a big event. It's a big big challenge.
Right. You have to, and that's one of the things we tell somebody too when they're going to start a business, that you have to, one of the things that you need to do when you're starting your business is you do have to find a way to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And that means including the family in what you're doing and also being included in what they're doing. I know starting a business is 24/7. That's guaranteed, yes. But, you're never going to have the opportunity to go to the, school play. You're never going to have the opportunity to go to that football game for your son. You're never going to have that opportunity to take part in all those activities either if you don't do it the first time. So balance it. Make sure you come up with some balance. Yeah.
Not only do you have to budget your money in a business, but you have to budget your time.
Right.
And make sure you got family time. Get a time out away from your business. You come back, look at it a whole lot differently.
Right. Yep.
One of the other things, too, is in terms of working with folks who support you in your business, you have your attorneys, your accountants, your
right.
lenders, marketing people, insurance people, your customers,
yep.
your employees, your vendors, your suppliers.
Yep. And these are all people that you can turn to for advice and help in most cases. I mean, you're going to be able to find out what they know, some of the problems that they've encountered, some of the mistakes that they've made. Again, a lot of old saws that I come up with, but this one is my dad always told me. He says, you know, learn from other people's mistakes. You don't have enough time in one lifetime to make them all yourself,
right?
Even though you seem to be trying to.
Right.
We will, you know, pass that on. Just, learn from that, especially that group of five. You need to have a business attorney. You need to have a business accountant. You need to have a business banker. And you need to have a business insurance person. Those four. And the fifth is you need to have a good mentor, someone mm-hmm. that you can talk to and bounce ideas off of.
A sounding board. There's never a shortage of input that we can use in our businesses, but it's our challenge to make sure that we use the right information at the right time and we get it sincerely from people who really want to help us.
Right. Yep.
When we're borrowing money from a bank or a credit union in a business loan situation, it's really important to keep that line of communication open because once we start using money from a lending institution, we begin to count on that money
right.
when we need it, whether it's a term loan or a line of credit. And it's very important to keep our business tuned in, keep it sharp, and let the lenders know what we're doing so
right.
there are no surprises.
Yeah, your favorite comment about that is there's the one thing that most lenders hate most are surprises.
Right.
Develop a good relationship with your financial institution so that you both know where you are at all times.
Right. One of the other challenges we have too, Randy, is marketing, is creating a brand for our company.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want us to look like?
Yep.
What do we want people to believe we can deliver, we sell, we manufacture, we produce? What is it about us that we want them to see?
Right.
That's a challenge.
This is the time of the year that you want to do that because most of the time people wait until after January 1st to sit down and put together their marketing plan. What am I going to do for next year? That marketing plan should actually be probably about 18 months long, not 12,
mm-hmm.
because you need 3 to 5 months of lead time. And then on the other end, you need 3 months to just be able to review how everything went.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, now is a good time to seriously think about marketing. And remember that one of the mistakes everybody seems to make is that marketing and advertising are not the same thing. Just because you run an ad or you are doing something on social media, those are all tools that you use as part of your marketing plan. The plan itself has got to be a very conscious effort designed to take these tools, use them in such a way that you get a very positive return on your investment. The other thing that people do is they think of marketing and they put it down on the expense column. It's not an expense. It's an investment. Every dollar you invest in marketing through your plan should be able to show a return in a given period of time. So when your marketing plan, make sure you set things up with a specific goal and a specific period of time.
Another way to say that, Randy, is if you have a marketing expense, you probably don't have a plan. Because you have no measurement metrics
to
value what kind of return you're getting for the money you're spending on it.
That just brought me up to another old saw, the old joke about I waste.
You're kind of old, aren't
you? Oh yeah, we were talking about that off air here for a second. But yeah, the other old saw is I waste half of my marketing dollars if I knew which half I'd quit. Well, the reason is you haven't managed to do anything to measure it. You don't have a plan.
Right.
So no wonder you're wasting money.
Well, we have a caller on the line this morning, Randy. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. You know me.
Oh, how you doing, Tim?
I'm good. I just want to say one thing about, I thank God that he never let me quit. And he's tried to get me to do everything that's right in all cases.
That's right.
Okay.
That's well said, Tim.
Thank you very much.
Well said. Blessings to you, Tim. With that, we're going to have to take a quick break. Bob Salm has got his
Yeah, he's doing his thing again.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back on the other side. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Hi, I'm Matt LePay, and this is the voice of Wisconsin Badgers basketball, 1150 WHBY.
And welcome back to this Thanksgiving weekend show of Biz Talk. We're here for our final segment. Randy Melzer and I are talking about being thankful in business and some things that we've heard along the way and encouraging folks to be prudent and be thoughtful when they're running their business and remember to keep things balanced.
Right. Yeah, that's the hardest part to do. Always keep it in perspective. Keep working on it, doing the things that you love to do, but always keep it in perspective. That's the only way you're going to be successful.
And another thing to keep in mind too is failure is an option. It may not be an option we want, but it's always an option.
Oh, yes.
And we might have been on top of our game, running our business, watching for every peril out there and growing our business, but yet we still have to go out of business. My advice to folks who have to go through that process is don't be overly discouraged by it. It's a very difficult emotional time.
Yes.
But there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And we learn more from our mistakes than we learn from our successes.
Absolutely.
And if we go back into business later on, we may be more successful then than we were the first time. In fact, I know of one guy who went bankrupt twice.
Mm-hmm.
He started a business, went bankrupt. The bank that he had the loan from financed his second effort, and he went bankrupt again.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years later, and that bank came back again and made another loan to the guy. And that time he made it, he was successful.
Yeah.
And the loan officer at that bank said, I made those loans because the gentleman had a lot of character. He was never dishonest. Mm-hmm. He knew what went wrong. And then when he was successful, he paid the bank back the $200,000 that the bank lost on the first two bankruptcies.
Yeah, and that you hit on one of the keys as far as what you need to do to be successful in business, and that is honesty all the way down the line. And honesty first with yourself.
Absolutely.
And then with the people around you.
Don't try to kid yourself. No,
You had asked a little earlier if I could come up with a biz tip for that, and we've been hitting on all of these things, but I use this. There's four things that you need to do to get your business started, and number one is to do something every day to promote your business.
Right.
Do something every day to move it forward. Number two, talk about it. As soon as you talk to people out there, it becomes part of the universe, and it happens.
That.
And the other thing is, talk to others about what you need. They may not have it, but they have friends who do. And that 6 points of separation is real. It's very, very close. And the fourth thing, the most important one, is to find a way to relax. So if you do those four things, you'll be very successful.
Those are very good words of wisdom, Randy. It's a great biz tip, and it's hard to relax sometimes, but we have to find the time to do it. I guess my biz tip would be a combination of do your budget, understand your cash flow, so that you know every day how your decisions in your business are impacting your cash flow. But you also, the second part of the biz tip is, understand what your decisions are, because every day we make decisions, we just want to keep our tuition as low as possible.
Right.
With that, we're going to take a break. We have to... Real quick.
I get real quick shot at this. Reminder, please stop over at the Tree Lot for the Y Service Club today. It's out in front of Festival Foods on Northland Avenue. We have 500 of the most beautiful trees you've ever seen. They're heavy, but they're beautiful.
Great cause. Well, thanks for listening this morning. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Talk 1150 WHBY, Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities, a Woodward radio station.